from KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Scott Schaefer in for Rachel Miro. Governor Schwarzenegger met with Democratic and Republican leaders from the legislature in his office last night, but California seems no closer this morning to reversing its march toward insolvency. After the meeting, Assembly Speaker Karen Bass told reporters she's discouraged over the governor's insistence on linking a budget deal to long-term government reforms. Pressure to bridge the gaping $26 billion budget gap may increase this week, as the largest banks say they'll stop accepting the state's IOUs after this Friday. State Controller John Chung mailed out $53 million worth of IOUs last week, mostly to residents owed tax refunds. Dairies are among the California industries that have suffered most during this brutal recession. But the slump in milk prices has exacted a cost far beyond the bottom line, as ranchers who spent their lives tending milk cows are now selling their animals off to slaughter. Sasha Coca reports on a crisis that's both financial and personal.
It's an iconic California landscape. Cows graze amid meadows bursting with yellow lupin. In the distance, the windswept cliffs of Point Reyes plunge into the Pacific.
It looks pretty now, but you ought to see when it's real green. And those black hole scenes of the green grass and the ocean in the background. Wow.
That's Joey Mendoza, whose grandfather came from the Azores and started this dairy in western Marin County almost a century ago. Mendoza still lives in the family's historic farmhouse. He opens a wooden gate into a pasture.
This side of the ranch, there's about 1,200 acres here. See that cow and the fence behind her?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's the west end of the ranch. You know, there's a fence that goes from the road all the way down to the bay. And that fence is in between my cousin's ranch and mine. And then on the other end, way down there.
Hey.
Workers call the cows in for the morning milking, and 450 Holsteins shuffle into a barn where they're hooked up to a computerized system.
Like that cow, for example, gave 10.2 pounds of milk. Just got done milking, they're going to go out and eat grain, and then they'll eat hay. And once a day, they go out and eat graze.
For years, the Mendozas have sold their milk to a cooperative that supplies Safeway. But soon, this milking parlor will fall silent. These cows have purple tags in their ears, indicating they've been sold for slaughter.
I'm going to take you down there and show you the other end of the ranch.
Mendoza is 65, and he looks like a man who spent his life on a ranch. He drives a mud-spattered pickup, wears thick rubber boots and filthy jeans. But he doesn't look like a guy who will cry when he talks about selling off his herd.
It's sad, but it's something that you economically have to do. It's you also have the guilt pangs because your heritage and everybody worked so hard to build this thing, and you're the ones that has to terminate it and let it go. It's humiliating. You're not very proud of yourself when you got to do something like this.
Mendoza's selling his cows through an industry program called herd retirement that aims to ease an oversupply of milk. The program requires dairies to sell off their entire herd for slaughter and agree to stop milking cows for at least a year. Mendoza says he's squeezed between competition from larger dairies, a decline in milk exports, and the effects of the recession on the U.S. restaurant business. He earns only about half of what it costs him to produce each gallon of milk.
So when you have a lower price and a greater input cost, you're in big trouble.
Mendoza says part of the pain of shutting down is all the other people who will be affected. Eight families work for him on the ranch.
I was raised to be an honorable and fair guy. So when your decision indirectly affects families like that and their kids and their, wow, you know, that leaves a bitter taste in your mouth.
Joey Mendoza is obviously not afraid to share his emotions, but psychologists who watch the industry say they're worried that hard times are taking a toll on dairy farmers who keep their sadness to themselves. At least two California dairymen have committed suicide in recent months.
One wants to welcome you again, and as we begin this, one of the things I'd like each of you to do is to think about one or two dairy farm family members you know who you're a little concerned about.
Last month, dairy researchers from UC Davis sponsored an online conference to address the suicides. Dr. Bob Fetch, a farm-focused therapist from Colorado, gave advice to those who work with dairymen, including veterinarians, lenders, and livestock advisors.
And if you ask, how you doing, Tom? And he says, oh, I'm doing okay, can't say much about things. In other words, if the voice is just flat, stays in one level like this and kind of low-keyed and doesn't modulate up and down, that can be an indication that the person is depressed.
When you leave the dairy industry, it's highly emotional, and especially when you're put in a situation where you have no alternative but to leave.
That's Ray Souza, president of Western United Dairymen, which represents about 1,100 California dairy farmers. He says farmers are taking out loans just to pay for feed.
Well, we're burning through equity faster than a Southern California wildfire.
Dairy farmers are getting some aid from Washington in the form of cash bonuses for exports and programs that help pay for feed. The latest slaughter program will take out about 100,000 cows from a national herd of 9 million. It's unclear how much that will counteract California's milk glut. But some see a silver lining to having fewer dairy cows in California.
While it's unfortunate that small individual family dairymen are going out of business, this is an opportunity to create a more sustainable dairy industry.
Caroline Farrell is acting head of the Center for Race, Poverty, and the Environment, which has battled air and water pollution linked to mega dairies.
And the way to deal with that is to have smaller dairies. That way more people can be in the dairy business and get a fair price for their milk, while the burdens on the communities are reduced to more manageable, less environmentally damaging herd sizes.
Joey Mendoza says if he can ride out this downturn, he'd think about reopening his dairy in a few years as a small organic operation with maybe 150 cows. That way, he'd have enough grazing land for all of them and wouldn't have to pay for extra feed. Plus, he'd make more money per gallon for organic milk. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca.
And that's the California Report for Monday, July 6th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Scott Schaefer. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by URS Corporation, a global engineering and construction firm headquartered in San Francisco, providing engineering, construction, and technical services to public agencies and private companies. URSCorp.com. The Wesley Foundation, improving the lives of California's children. And the California Healthcare Foundation, ideas and innovations to improve healthcare for all Californians. On the web at chcf.org.